You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. I know, you've heard this before, but this time there really is an infrastructure bill, an actual piece of legislation about 2,700 pages long, and it's got about $1 trillion of spending. Funding things like road and bridge repair, broadband expansion, and investments in mass transit. Of course, the existence of the bill, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, is very different than the passage of said bill. And to get there, you're probably going to hear a lot about the jobs part of this thing. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
On a typical construction site, you need workers to actually build and repair bridges and roads. But that's not all. Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics. He estimates the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act would create 650,000 jobs, paying about $70,000 a year on average, some of them in manufacturing.
Just take a look at a construction site. Those are the kinds of things, the manufactured things that will be needed for these projects. And, of course, it takes all kinds of people to produce those types of manufactured goods.
Sandy says these infrastructure projects could boost the economy in rural areas where it can be hard to find work. Tony Carnevale heads the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. He estimates the Senate infrastructure bill would create about 1 million jobs, with 70% of them filled by people who didn't go to college.
People who have been pretty much left behind in the United States for 40 years now.
Even so, there aren't enough construction workers right now. Carnevale says the U.S. will have to issue more visas for temporary foreign workers if the infrastructure bill passes. Henrietta Trays at Veda Partners says Democrats will push for money to train U.S. workers for infrastructure jobs. And she thinks it'll be hard for members of Congress to vote against the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act.
You have to focus on things that can get substantial bipartisan support. And infrastructure and job creation is like vanilla ice cream. Everybody loves it.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he hopes the Senate will pass the bill in days. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Staying on the topics of jobs for a moment, more and more employers are making COVID vaccinations a requirement for people to keep their jobs. Federal workers will have to get vaccinated or get weekly COVID tests. Similar vaccine mandates are rolling out in California and New York. Add to that a long list of universities, hospitals, and increasingly private corporations requiring their workers to get the jab. One of the most recent, Walmart. But there's a catch. It's going to require vaccines for corporate employees, but not its retail workers. Marketplace's Christian Schwab has more.
Most employers have been doing what they can to encourage workers to get vaccinated. Now, virus variants are helping make their case.
I think that Delta has really been a game changer.
Lauren Rivera is a professor of management at Northwestern University. She says the pressure is building as companies move toward return-to-office target dates. Walmart says Labor Day, and its office workers must be vaccinated by early October. But the company isn't requiring this for most of its employees, staff at stores and warehouses.
My best guess is that they are afraid of losing workers.
There's a big labor problem happening in retail right now. And Gretchen Chapman, who researches vaccine behavior at Carnegie Mellon, says a mandate could feel intrusive to frontline workers. Many of them have been on the job since last March.
It might be seen as insensitive to institute a requirement where the greatest burden of that requirement falls on the very people who have paid the biggest cost so far in the pandemic.
Chapman says Walmart might be hoping the corporate policy will have a trickle-down effect.
They can sort of signal like, hey, we really want to keep our workers and our customers safe and do our part nationally. And so we're starting at the top.
As one of the country's largest private employers, Walmart has influence, not just on its more than 1.5 million associates in the U.S., but on the service industry at large.
I'm certain there are a lot of other retailers paying attention to what they're doing and vice versa.
Vince DiGirolamo is with Mintel. For now, he thinks companies will keep taking baby steps. Walmart recently doubled its vaccine incentive for store workers to $150. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.